Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Finck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Finck. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting 8th. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Owen reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Werber reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Conroy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Johnson scores. Hill moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawson moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 0 for 1 in the game. Fink bunts towards first. Greenberg fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Gehringer covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. There goes Bolton trying to get to home. Hill throws the ball into Conroy, who tags Bolton, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Lawson moves to second. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Bolton and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Werber scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Conroy and he is safe. Walker steals third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolton takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawson takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Bolton moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs scores. Bolton moves to third. Lawson moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Conroy strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Finney moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Werber moves to second. It's Athletics, 7, Tigers, 7. George Gill now pitching. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Conroy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Peters scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. the Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields the ball and throws to Gill covering. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Peters reaches second base with a double. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parker strikes out. 2 outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Werber moves to second. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Fox moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-5 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 8, Tigers, 8. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Greenberg moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.